In less than 2 weeks, Turkish voters will decide whether to extend the powers of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The constitutional referendum is set for April 16th. Public opinion studies show the vote will be close. Most television news channels in Turkey broadcast at least 3 campaign speeches a day in support of a yes vote on the presidential powers issue. The so-called no campaign gets only about 10% of the airtime that the yes vote gets. So the no campaign is turning increasingly to social media. But that comes with risks. Rights groups say prosecutors are targeting people who use social media to help the no campaign gain strength. Ali Gül is a law student in Turkey. He made an internet video that explained why people should vote no. The humorous video told of the dangers of putting too much power into one person's hands. At the end of the video, Gül asked, "Will I get arrested if this video is popular?" Gül's video spread quickly on social media. Days later, he published another video. In it, he said he knew he would soon be arrested. "But it is not important. I am not afraid," he said. "The children and youth of this nation deserve freedom and happiness, and not fear, imprisonment, and death." Gül was later arrested, but apparently not for the video. He was detained instead for Twitter messages the government says he wrote. The 2-year-old tweets were considered insulting to the president, a crime punishable by 3 years in jail. Gül denies writing the tweets, but his lawyers say he is likely to remain detained for many months as he waits for a trial. Gül is not alone. In the past 6 months, more than 2,500 people have been accused of insulting the president online. Observers say such risks are likely to remain as the Power Bill campaign comes to an end. I'm Ashley Thompson.